Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone, getting counseling, attending recovery groups, praying and fasting, abstaining from social media, and believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution, but it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem, his identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days. I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men know that nothing will ever change until they change something. Let me say that again. I say real men know that nothing will ever change until they change something. Now, I actually stole that quote from my wife, but I think it was appropriate for this week's Real Men Check-In. I was just on Moody Radio, where I do a bi-weekly show in which I'm their quote resident expert on dealing with man issues. And they always bring in a question, or they ask me a question they want me to respond to. And the question was, what does it take for a man to make real change in his life? Now, I got to tell you, I believe that was a very serious question. And I really wanted to share my answer with you on this week's Real Men Check-In. Because as a men's leader, mentor, coach, and disciple maker, I work with a lot of men who want to make real change in their lives. But for some reason, they seem unable to change. And that struggle to change, or should I say their inability to stop whatever it is that they're doing, is actually destroying their families, especially when it comes to trying to stop drinking, stop doing drugs, maybe it's to stop gambling and wasting money, stop losing their temper or having angry outbursts with their family members, stop being bitter and harboring unforgiveness, to stop watching porn or sleeping around with women, to stop hurting their families, and I can go on and on. And no matter how bad they want to change, these men just can't seem to stop. They try really hard, but they just can't sustain their efforts. And this constant trying and failing and repeating their sins leaves some men stuck in a cycle of guilt, shame, and hopelessness. And the worst thing is, they end up hurting the people who they love the most. And they start to question whether or not God still loves them. Because how could God love someone who continues to sin as much as they do? Now, I know how they feel because, guess what? I was once that man. I was addicted to porn, women, and sex, and it cost me a 16-year marriage because I just couldn't stop. I didn't think I could ever change, and neither did my ex-wife. My inability to change ended up costing me everything that was important to me: my marriage, my family, my wealth, my health, and even my integrity. but by the grace of God, I've been set free from sexual sin and bondage for more than 15 years now. So you can imagine, when I run into men who are having similar struggles with addiction and they find this out about me, they all want to know, Joe, how did God finally deliver you from your addiction? In other words, how were you able to change directions and maintain that change? And I tell them I had to be willing to take four of the toughest steps of my life. And the first step I had to take was I had to surrender. I had to surrender. I had to say, God, I can't do this, but you can. God, I surrender. You win and I lose. Now, this was the toughest step for me to take of the four. God says in James 4:6 that he opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. See, the reason why this stuff is so tough for men is because as men, if we surrender, we're considered weak. We're labeled a loser. You're a quitter. You're a coward. No retreat, no surrender. You don't ever give up as a man. But that's physical surrendering, according to the world standards, not God's standards. When it comes to kingdom living, though, to surrender is to relinquish control, because God is in control. We actually win by spiritually surrendering to our Lord, our God, and his rule. We don't fight against God. We fight for God, with God, in his army. So I had to say, God, I can't, but you can. God, I surrender all to you. Now, the next step is that you really want to change, you have to submit. Now, after I surrendered, I had to say, God, not my will, but your will be done. Not my way, but God, your way. Now, this is actually the scariest step to take, because God's thoughts and ways are way above our ways. And God may suggest, I want you to humble yourself. Forgive her or forgive him. Forgive yourself and forgive them. Seek forgiveness, not only from me, but from others. I want you to confess your sins to one another. I want you to tell them. I want you to trust them. Get counseling if you need it. Get spiritual guidance. Get into community with other men. Get some help. Admit that you need help. After I allowed my addiction to ruin my marriage and after I surrendered, God told me to tell my 9-year-old son about my struggle, then to tell my mother, then my sister about my sex addiction and my use of pornography, then my closest friends, and then even the rest of the world. And I didn't want to do that, but God said I had to. See, whatever God wants you to change, I can almost guarantee you, he's not going to let you do it, handle it, or fix it your way, only his, because it's for his glory and for your humility. Now, third, to make real change so it sticks, I had to pray, and I had to do it without ceasing. Now, this goes hand in hand with the first step of surrender. I had to be willing to say and pray, God, not by my might or by my power, but by your spirit. Now, this third step is the easiest step to forget. Yes, God, I surrender, you win. Yes, God, I'm willing to do it your way according to your will. But God, I need your strength and I need your grace to do this. I can't change without your help. I need your guidance. I need your mercy. I need your provision. I need protection. I need your direction. I need your wisdom and I need your power. God, separate from you, I can't do anything, or at least I can't do it for long. So God, like David, I cry out to you. I need you, Lord. And last but certainly not least, change didn't start until I obeyed God. And I had to say, God, I'll do it and I'll go. Now, this is the easiest step to fake, because a good intention isn't obedience. It's just wishful thinking. My wife has a saying that nothing is ever going to change until you change something. We can't just hear what God says. We have to do what God says. Because James 1:22 says, faith without works is dead. But my JMV translation, which is the Joe Martin translation, I say faith without works is dumb. All change starts with the first step of obedience. Through prayer, God will supply the power. But through our obedience, he expects us to supply the trust. So if you really want to make change and break the bondage of sin in your life, just surrender, submit, pray, and obey. But remember, nothing is ever going to change unless you change something. And that something starts with you changing your heart, your mind, and your direction. So that's Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And like always, you know, I love reading podcast reviews from my listeners. And who knows, if you submit a podcast review, I pick them at random, so I may actually read yours on the air. And this one comes from Clinton for Good. That's his ID name, Clinton for Good. And Clinton for Good writes, I have been listening to old episodes in chronological order for about 6 months, and I've been so blessed by the Bible-based encouragement from this podcast. So many critical topics for any man in any stage of his life. Long live the Real Men Connect podcast. And thank you, Clinton for Good, for your 5-star review on iTunes for us. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys would do the same and submit a podcast review for us, because I may end up reading yours on the air. And if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God has called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.